What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
Let me turn on the part of my brain that gives a damn.
Hold on a minute while I pull that out of my ass.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
You are fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal morality system.
Life sucks, get a fucking helmet, alright?
You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Look, you want the asshole of the year award? You got my vote, okay?
Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitch slapped?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but 2 things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-marked top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this week, baby, was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and fucking gentlemen!
What's up?
What's up? It's the kings of fucking crunk! You know it! Me! Your boy, Lil John! LeBow! Big Sam!
Big Sam!
On the motherfucking track! Rick Ruin!
Yeah!
I don't think y'all ready for this shit!
Y'all ain't ready to
nothing but some real gangster shit!
Gangster shit!
For the niggas and bitches out there!
Yeah!
Now! I'm having a hard fucking life right now.
A hard life.
And I'm gonna give y'all some of my fucking pain.
Fucking pain.
Fucking pain. Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me.
Don't be fucking with me.
Stop fucking with me.
Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time, Friday night, once again, for the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio!
Damn. That's fucking loud.
Sorry.
Which mic are you on? Oh, you're on that piddly-ass mic.
Hello?
Check,
hello?
Check. Didn't he move over to that one?
Why can't you move over to the regular big fucking mic? God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 p.m. Vegas time. Look at your own damn clocks if you want to tell what time it is on your fucking walls.
I love this fucking song.
The fucking thing can't handle the bass. What a bad rip. Horrible fucking rip. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
We're in the studio. Today we have, well, the regular four assholes. Trencher here.
Chief.
Murphy.
Gorilla.
And, of course, the man in the back, the man in black.
He needs to remember to hit his fucking mic button.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Thank you. All right, now that we've got everybody's attention, because you got to do that every once in a while. I'm fucking with them levels because the levels were fucking low on that song. I'm wondering if that was that fucking song that was low or was it everything?
Might have been that song because the bass sounded kind of weird.
Yeah, right? the bass was really fucked up. So let's just get out of that. And
all right.
There you go, a normal intro.
Where's my glow sticks?
Up your ass.
Normal cock rocking beats.
Oh, Pappy, no.
God, the joke is spreading. It's like a fucking virus.
It is.
All right.
Because remember, kids, molestation is funny.
Got tons of shit going on tonight. Actually, we're going to do a few. Well, first off, we're going to ask the Catholic priest, where's the tits? Where are the tits you're supposed to be?
She bailed on me again, man.
Now, look, he's doing a fake voice.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Ever since I stopped trying to book tits, my guests have all come through.
Maybe that's what I need to try. You know, stop trying to book tits, and maybe then we'll get tits.
Well, use a little more maybe integrity and sincerity, you know. Hey, we want you to be on the show for your tits. What? Oh, no, we want you to be on the show. It'll be a hit. It'll be a hit.
Yeah.
Gorilla sitting here thinking, did he say hit or tit?
Probably both.
Stop trying to offer $5. Maybe you'll get more.
Oh, nice.
She's a good girl. Sometimes.
Are you her pimp?
Wish.
You wish. Well, at least everybody has goals. How are you doing, Murphy?
I'm good. Actually, I'm really good. I'm just looking at some stuff and yeah.
No what? No ass fire tonight?
No ass fire tonight.
No ass fire tonight. Gorilla, make sure that he doesn't surf the fucking web for fun.
Oh, he already has.
Work. Oh,
it's work related. Thank you very much.
He's found a bunch of little Catholic boys on there.
Yeah, it's like chief.com.
Let me see.
Chief is still
Chief books the tits. You book the dicks.
The twitching dicks at
the
that.
Twitching dicks at that one. Yes.
We better explain what happened.
You know, last week for everybody who's down trying to find last week's podcast. We kind of had a problem. The podcast did not get recorded like it should have. So in the middle of our interview with Twitchells, actually right towards the end of the interview with Twitchells, the fucking podcast started to record. They still had it set for the old start time. So we kind of got fucked on that. However, anybody who did catch the podcast before we removed it got to listen to the first hour of King Hesh instead of Spankwagon Radio for the most part.
And if you weren't listening live, you missed out on one hell of an interview.
That was a great interview, actually. Twitchells was fucking hilarious. Maybe we'll get him on sometime in the future.
I hope so.
I have to ask this, though. Because, you know, we are the obscure internet radio champions of the world, did we get any mentions on ONA or anything else?
There was a small one. Very, very small, and it was very brief. Not a lot. I don't even think Lewis put it up on his MySpace page. So very, very small. I was on a Spankwagon last week. And that's about it.
That's
so,
about it. Well, hey, at least someone out there went Spankwagon and went, huh? Maybe that'll bring up a Google hit.
Google.
You know, because is Spankwagon, man, you search Spankwagon, we're right there, number one on Google.
That's awesome. So,
what's the matter there?
I was just looking at the
Are you still
numbers.
Worried about pod?
I'm always worried about numbers. Hey, wait a minute. Today's the 12th. Does that mean that we can register spankwagon.com?
Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't want to register.
I want to register it just so I can redirect it to the .net. I really do.
All right.
Whatever floats your boat, then, I guess, man. But don't do anything stupid. I'll come after you. I know where you live.
He does.
So what kind of music we got coming up a little bit later?
Well, we got the... I don't know.
Chicks
tonight.
Dicks.
No, that's Murphy's thing. Hey, yeah. By the way, forgot to ask. Gorilla, how are you doing? How was your week?
Doing great. Hyped up on drugs and beer. I'm doing awesome.
All right, now, wait. Explain why you're hyped up on the drugs.
Yeah, the beer we kind of understand.
What do you mean? What's it explain?
Why are you on the drugs?
Because I've got my broken knee.
How'd you break your fucking knee?
God damn. 60-pound piece of metal going into the right side of my leg.
Damn.
Puts it down 120 degrees the other direction. It's going to hurt.
So what? When are you going for the operation?
Wednesday.
What are they doing? Just scoping it? Or are they?
Yeah, they're going to scope it and give me more drugs.
You're like, whatever you do to my knee is fine. Give me, I want a Vicodin. I want two Percocets.
If anybody would like to,
I got
purchase.
Vicodin and 800 milligrams with beer.
Whoa. 800 milligrams of Vicodin?
Yes, sir.
And you're awake?
Yep. Dude, look at this big monkey. Who are we kidding?
I fucking take like a 300 milligram of Vicodin, and I'm like, it's night-night time.
You know, if we shave his back and powder all that hair, we might actually be able to like extract some drugs out of it.
You can extract all the drugs out of his back hair. You smoke his back hair. You want to smoke his goddamn back hair.
Now we know what happened to that small chunk of Keith Richards' brain they took out the other day. Somebody stuck it in a crack pipe.
Damn. No shit.
Freaking Jerry Garcia.
Had it cremated, and everybody standing around the building was like, yeah, I could really go for some pretzels and ice cream right about now.
Let me ask you a question. Has anybody ever tried smoking pot out of an apple?
What? I've never smoked pot.
You know what? You know who would? Studio Troll. You'll have to ask that
you know
question.
Who would?
Studio Troll.
This idiot.
I got to find out if that actually works.
You know, it's been quite a while for me, guys.
2 weeks?
I really, it's been longer than that.
3 weeks.
Now, does that give you the same effect as me and my Vicodin beer?
I'm going to have to say that the best way that I know of is out of a hookah pipe.
You and this fucking hookah shit.
Dude, it's awesome.
Dude, the hookah does rock. You cannot deny the hookah's goodness.
I've never dealt with a hookah.
You need to try some hookah.
Bubbly.
I've never had a need to.
It's... Why not?
No smoke. I can't drink. If I could, I would a little more, but don't smoke. No want to. Never tried drugs. Never even experimented.
Wow. Yeah, me neither, but the hookah, I've smoked cigars, and I've had the hookah, like actual
never
tobacco
smoked a
from
cigar.
The hookah.
Wow.
Oh, dude,
I should have brought some
there.
In. I still
tell,
have a couple
tell
of
Tell me you'll never have kids.
Oh. Huh?
Tell me you'll never have kids.
I already got one out.
Yep. He already reproduced, everybody.
I already have a kid out. All right, here's how you guys can play along at home. There's a few good ways. First, go to spankwagon.net.
Holy shit. Hold on just a second. Guess who's in the chat room?
Reverend Hammer. I saw him.
Oh.
We'll deal with that later, but go to the official site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link in the left-hand side there underneath the Spankwagon radio heading.
Somewhere there's a shopping cart in need of a home.
He hasn't worked at Walmart in years, dude. Man, you got some hang-ups. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. You can watch our silly asses. Let me actually turn on the cam here in a minute. And you can also, you know, I said the cam was off and you still made the faces.
Yeah.
You're like fucking monkeys.
Well, I saw you reach for the switch, motherfucker.
Did you see me hit the switch, motherfucker?
I thought it was this switch over here.
No, this switch is always on.
Here.
You can play with my switch.
That's okay. I like them big.
Like I said, you can play with mine.
Yeah, like I said, I can play bigger than that.
I love how the lisp came out from it. Like I said.
No, that's the point. It's like I said. My name is Donovan. Hi. I like the word construction. I'm Brokeback Construction Man.
I called him Cum Guzzling Monkey earlier.
Cum Guzzling Gutter Slut.
And he lost his nut.
So it was your cum he was guzzling.
Basically.
Wow. I am so glad I'm safe on this side of the table.
Gotta,
which a Catholic
you get
priest.
It. You got to experiment, dude.
Yeah, not like
drugs
that, you
make you do funny things.
I'm sorry. No homo. Just to get it out there. No homo.
All right.
But he does experiment.
No more Vicodin
right.
for
Yeah, no more Vicodin
there.
Here for Gorilla before the show. The whole Vicodin before the show thing's a little bit dangerous. All right. So check this out.
Good.
Like I said, you can go to
it tastes great, don't they?
Go do the chat. You can also contact us live. Our phone line, 1-866-587-6257. So we can you can give us a call anytime during the show. We'll have Shitty Mitty, Mad Props. I don't think anybody important has died in my book, so no dead celebrities this week.
Yeah, not really.
And anything that you guys want to bring up, we will bring up, and that means you guys at home as well.
Yeah, please.
A little later on, though, we are going to do the Internet Addiction Quiz, and that will be a play-along at home kind of a thing for everybody. So, and everybody in the studio.
Cool. By the way,
I'm done talking. You guys can go.
When are you going to have one of these? These Beck's Dark are actually...
As soon as I'm done infecting my veins with an energy drink.
That's not an energy drink. That's a Monster. There's a difference.
Wait. Monster's just Mountain Dew and caffeine. Extra caffeine.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe a little ginseng.
B-complex. Woo!
Good to get the gang up.
In with that?
Hey.
Wasn't that kind of counter?
Why don't you pass some of that over here, and we'll talk.
Wasn't that Vicodin kind of counter anything with energy?
Pass the Vicodin on the left hand.
Speaking
side.
Of we, have you guys been following E3?
Yeah.
Have you guys been following? Okay, E3 out in Los Angeles, the video game expo. The Electronic Entertainment Expo?
Yeah.
Yes.
E3. Lines to play the Nintendo Wii.
Can you do
6 hours long.
Wow.
Wii!
Well, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, if you have a quality product and if people want to play it, they're going to disregard what the name is. Heck, it might actually become likable after a while.
Well,
you know?
No, and then that'll be the thing. But it's amazing that people are really into this.
We got a caller.
Yes, we do. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
I love how when I walk into the room and I hear the line, "Hey, he hasn't worked at Walmart in a long time," I automatically know it's me.
You know, it's my favorite shopping cart monkey.
Yes, I haven't pushed. Well, actually, I haven't pushed carts in over 3 years. No, I get to work on computers now.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I don't know if you want to say, but can you tell us what you're doing now then?
Well, what I'm doing is actually just repair, fixing other people's stuff.
In other words, what you're doing, Rev, is you're removing spyware for a living.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing
the short of it?
Are you doing it for a company, or are you doing
it? Dumped a hot chocolate into the laptop. But
or you going to chuckle over him?
How the heck do you get hot chocolate?
I've got the microphone
in
front of me. That makes me more important.
Oh,
yeah. Of course, he's more important. He's more important to everybody. He's more important than God.
He ain't more important than God.
We should realize that, you know.
So okay, now are you doing it for yourself, or is this like a side business for you, or are you working for a company?
I know that Murphy is not more important than God. First off, people pray to God. People pray to God to get Murphy out of here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good point. No, I'm actually working for another company right at the moment. Of course, I'm.
He's working for the company.
How much longer that will be, I don't know, because, my boss is an idiot. But.
Okay. You know what, though? This sounds like a JSTFU moment.
Almost, yeah.
Almost, okay. Let's just stop that right now. All right, thanks for calling in, Rev. Actually, we're just poking fun at your expense. I hung up on him in case you didn't figure that out. Gorilla's kind of slow. He's like, where'd he go?
We started looking under the counter.
I wanted to talk to my new best friend.
But yeah, talking about
right
that,
now, everybody is my friend. I even actually kind of like you right now. How you doing?
I'll change that.
Yeah,
I don't want you fucking liking me and then saying
how you doing?
It's going to end up like this little keychain you have right here.
But yeah, talking about
E3. Getting raped.
Again, rape. Talking about E3.
Talking about booth bunnies.
No. Talking about rape. Let's talk about the PS3 pricing, shall
Jesus.
We?
Oh my!
Almost $600 for a PS3.
PS3 will be $599, and that's the one with the 60 gig hard drive and all the goodies. The $499 version will have a 20 gig hard drive.
Now this is reverse compatible with all the previous PS games.
Not that I've read.
Apparently that was something Sony was shooting for. That was one of the things that took so long on it because of the hardware differences between the PS3 and the previous two versions.
Got it. Okay.
So but I better damn well hope it's reverse compatible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, PlayStation has such a wonderful library, huge fucking library that. You know, it needs to be taken care of. Yeah. It needs to be nurtured because I'll tell you what, there's still some PS1 games that I still love to play.
Duck Hunt.
Well, you know, it's funny. Speaking of the revolution, Duck Hunt 2 was one of the first games announced for the Wii.
Okay, first off, what a weak game. What a horribly fucking
awesome game.
Hey, maybe you can shoot the dog in this
There's
one.
No dog.
What?
There's no dog in Duck Hunt 2. They took the dog
now.
Out.
It sucks now.
Yeah. First off, you can't give a free game like that. I'm sorry, you just can't. Right. Smash Brothers Melee was better idea of a game.
Yeah.
You know, Super Mario Brothers, good idea. What came pre-bundled with the SNES and the 64?
Oh, what was that?
64 had a couple of different choices. Yeah. There was the Killer Instinct version, and then there was the Mario 64 version.
Okay.
And then the original release, though, came with nothing.
Yeah. Well, what I got to say, though, is the fact that you cannot release Duck Hunt and expect that to help your sales, especially if you took out the dog.
Well, I would really like it if they released it with like a different version of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, except this time he bites your head off.
And then rapes somebody in the ring.
Yeah.
We could do that with Murphy with a 2x4 with a nail.
I shouldn't say that.
What are you talking about? He does
sometimes.
That for fun, man. He backs his ass up on the doorknobs all the time. Never grab a doorknob in his house. Covered in Vaseline. Nice.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just looking at some of the E3 wrap-ups, or some of the E3 information.
You know what? E3. First off, we have video game consoles named Wii! And we also have booth bunnies with no skin. No skin showing.
They really, they. I mean, there were still bunnies this year, but they really did cut down on the amount. They a couple of websites had shots, you know, close looking shots between last year and this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they really did. Cut
I think
down
actually,
on the huge tits.
Who did it? I want to say E-News or news.com, CNET did a before and after, a then and now kind of a deal last year and this year.
Yeah,
dude, and booth bunnies were barely wearing anything, and this year, man, they were wearing coveralls, wigs, makeup, disguises, and a mask.
Yeah, it was wow. bad. It was so, bad.
Why are you staring at cartoon chicks?
Boot bunnies are real chicks.
They're real girls.
They're real
what
girls.
What they do is they take girls, they put them in skin-tight, skimpy clothing, and put them around these booths to draw, you know, guys like us over there to check out their video games.
And it isn't actually just for E3. I mean, you go to any big convention,
oh, yeah.
there's
yeah.
booth babes
oh, yeah,
all over the place. But
E3 purposefully said they were going out of the way to cut down on the booth babes.
But they, it's almost like they castrated it, though.
So basically, it's a nerd convention that I got to go to.
Yeah.
Well, yes. not anymore.
Oh,
I mean,
super
it's over. It's the mega nerd. Let's
Uber
see. They talked about Halo 3, Microsoft's new live service.
Okay, Halo 3, will it be identical to Halo 2? Will it be identical then to Halo 1?
Well, there was a lot of differences between Halo 2 and Halo 1. One of the nice things in Halo 2 was the dual weapons and then playing as one of the aliens there for a while. So that was actually pretty cool. Plus, you had a lot more options for vehicles for Halo 2.
Okay.
Halo 3 looks like it's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be one of those games that everybody has to have. Plus, with it being more closely tied to the online service, new maps will be released all the time rather
what,
than in
what
map
other
packs.
Game did you mention there?
Let's see. There's of course the Nintendo Revolution. They announced the new Capcom games for it. The guys, all the new Final Fantasy titles.
I heard
Resident
a
Evil.
Rumor that Nintendo was talking about going back to its classic marketing, and its classic licensing, where if you wanted to release a game on Nintendo, it had to be Nintendo exclusive. Tell me that ain't true.
I don't know. I haven't heard that. Right now, a lot of consoles do have exclusive titles. I mean, that's how you secure.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's how you secure things. But there's a lot of things that you just have to do cross compatibility.
Did EA release anything?
Not that I saw, but I didn't get to keep up on a lot of the news. A lot of what I was concerned with, unfortunately, was the World of Warcraft announcement, the expansion announcement, which was everything that everybody hoped it would be.
Chazette points out in the chat room, he goes, Trench, but it's Halo 3!
Yeah.
There's a 3 at the end. Yeah, well, you know, I don't even play Halo, and I know that it's kind of a joke, you know?
Yeah, the Halo series, Microsoft really has put a lot into it, and you can't say it's a bad game. Yes, it is very repetitive. Yes, there's a lot of things, a lot of the levels look alike, but you know, even the first two levels in Halo 2, where you're driving through the city in the middle of a battle with the aliens. I mean, it was really cool, and being able to dual wield the different kinds of guns, and
yeah.
you know, the energy knife was really cool.
Sounds
too.
Sounds like I'll get about as much excitement out of that as I do Dig Dug.
Is a fucking awesome game.
I like Dig Dug, man.
And you know, Chef Hank and I played through Halo 1 every night for 3 weeks and beat it. We had such a blast playing it together. It was a lot of fun. Halo is one of those games that either you absolutely love
they
it
held
or
hands.
Shut up.
Dude, let's go this corner, please.
Look, you're sitting here making fun of this.
Murphy sat on his lap and played.
But how many fucking nights have you and I sat there playing Warcraft the last 2 weeks?
That would be negative none.
Oh, excuse me?
How do you have a negative zero?
Excuse me? Wow. Didn't like I just drag your sorry ass through Scarlet Monastery or your other character through Scarlet Monastery?
That's another character.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Oh, it's completely different.
All right. Hey, real quick. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you.
Gotta love it.
I also want to throw out, make sure you guys are checking out performact.com.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's between us and, it's every internet radio broadcaster, DJ, and listener versus the government.
Yep.
So check out performact.com.
But like I said, they did do a lot about they did release all the new information for the new World of Warcraft expansion. It's going to be released in October.
Okay.
The new
question.
Yes.
Is there going to be a movie? Somebody
yes.
said something about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Blizzard,
they're talking about that.
Blizzard and Legendary Pictures are doing a live action film, which could be very cool.
Live action. The first thing you say live action, I think of LARPs.
Yeah.
Speaking of
yeah,
which, if you go to the Spankwagon forums, we have LARPs. Someone posts a bunch of LARPs like, we don't think we're nerds, but if other people do, so be it. I'm like, dude, you're nerds.
You're nerds. But the World of Warcraft.
Fuck, I'm a nerd, and I know you're nerds.
Nerds.
The World
nerds.
Of
Warcraft. Gotta go nerds.
Thank you. I was waiting for Ogre over here to do it. But the one of the nice things about the World of Warcraft expansion they did announce is the new Alliance race, which are the Draenei. It's kind of a demon race. And they did show there are some videos out there. You can see the new flying mounts, which are actually really cool, but they're only used in the new expansion area. So
basically, it's a rat with duct tape around it going across the room
with wings.
All
right.
Wow.
So, yeah, E3 was really interesting. There was a lot of neat things. IGN has pretty good coverage. The only problem is you have to be a subscriber to their services.
We got
to
talk about that.
What do you got?
Okay. Fucking Chief's here looking up his news. And the headline reads, FDA, antidepressant may raise suicide risk.
Young nice. Adults taking Paxil should be monitored by their doctors. FDA warns the antidepressant Paxil may raise the risk of suicide behavior in young adults.
Wait, Paxil, which is supposed to keep you from being suicidal, exactly. will end up making you even more
wow.
suicidal.
Great,
nice. So don't let gamers near that. What other games? I know that I heard talk. Speaking of the Nintendo front, that they may be phasing out the Game Boy and going strictly DS.
Yeah, that's already on its way. The DS is a much better platform.
Right. Well, it is a much better platform, but you're killing a, you know, you got to admit, the handheld game system, Game Boy, has lasted now how many decades?
Yeah, it's time to put it in the grave. The DS and the new DS Lite, which is, I think, even 30% smaller.
Hang on. Yeah. I'm computer deficient, so what are you talking about?
The Nintendo handheld units, the Game Boy.
That's just opposite of a Game Boy.
Well, they have another unit, the DS, which is a two-screen one with a touch screen.
Okay.
Yeah. The DS is actually pretty cool. I can pretty much predict that the Game Boy is on its way down. So.
Well, it may be. Very well may be. All right. Wait, so.
What kind of sick universe is this where Paris Hilton has a video game?
What?
Dude, there's fucking Barbie video games. I mean,
wait, is it all done in night vision? Because if it is.
I don't, you know, I'm sorry. Whoever finds Paris Hilton attractive needs fucking glasses and a better life.
Dude, she's great when she's got a cock going into her mouth. I don't want to hear her speak. I just want to see her.
I'm sorry. There's something about her. I just fucking can't stand. Can't stand her.
Dude, anyone that I don't like, I want to see them be totally degraded and just rammed. That I just want to see. You know, you show me a woman that I have absolute disdain for. Like Hillary Clinton, I would love nothing more than to see Hillary Clinton in a fucking gangbang video with 40 guys from fucking Harlem. Eight black guys with 2-foot-long cocks coming all over her mouth. Please, that'd be fucking great. I would love to see that. I love porn. You know why? Because women degrade themselves and they get paid for it. And you know, porn is the only industry where women make more than men. Men make per day. Women in the porn industry make per scene.
Yeah. Damn.
Who's on Viking in here? Jesus
Christ. I love porn. Shut up, dude. Porn is great.
I want to see 40 guys in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see every hole full of black cock. That'd be great.
Jesus.
Wow.
You don't have any needs or no. Nothing wrong with you.
Dude, seriously, it's gotten to the point. We were talking about this earlier. It's gotten to the point where normal porn just doesn't do it for me anymore. I have to watch.
I got to watch the horse.
So what? You've gone from like, you know, the porn equivalent of like, you know, marijuana, and then you went hardcore.
I need crack.
Quick, I got to say this. We got to go to a first break, but I think it was Akari that said in the chat room, the only thing good about the new Alliance race is the fact that they do the Tunak Tunak dance. So I think that's what we'll take everybody out on for the break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in a minute.
Rena! Don't
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
You suck.
Dude, you gotta...
Spankwagon Radio.
Sounds like a 50-year-old man with a big problem. Alright, so...
I just took my bag. Hold on. Spankwagon Radio.
Ah, yeah, that's much better.
Weirdo. Alright, so what we're gonna do this segment... I actually have this. I found it online. It was some horrible link, but basically it's the internet addiction test or addiction quiz. And what we're going to do here, go ahead and take a utensil, take
all
a paper.
All right. Is this a test?
This is a test.
Will I fail?
We'll find out. Ow. What we're going to want to have everybody here do is take this test. I'll read the questions.
Ow. Dude, do not throw things at people on drugs.
Yeah, not cool. They're not going to ever catch it.
I think I just impaled Gorilla's eyeball.
It's not cool. My eye. What we're going to do is we're going to take this quiz, and then everybody in the chat room, go ahead, and we want you guys to take it as well to see how well you score. Obviously, we're all internet users of some level because we're all fucking here right now. This one will actually determine if you're truly, truly addicted. It's like 20 questions. So.
In other words, are you a nerd or not a nerd?
Exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the quiz. First up, are you guys ready? Murphy, you want to join the show?
Hi, dude.
Hold on. Shh,
dude, get off a while. Shh, let's go.
We're waiting for Murphy.
Go ahead.
No, we're waiting for you. Yeah.
I'm trying to hear something.
We don't want to leave you out because you're part of the show.
Fuck off, let's go.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Murphy!
I am listening.
Okay.
Hey, what'd you write down for question number one?
All right, so here we go. We got these questions. The first question. Well, let me actually give you the ratings. Let me go through this the right way. To assess your level of addiction, answer the following questions using this scale. 1 is rarely. 2 is occasionally. 3 is frequently. 4 is often. And 5 is always. Okay?
What was 4?
4 is often. You are on drugs. Okay, so what we're going to do...
5 is consecutively, right?
5 is always.
I'm ready.
Yeah, no. All right, so what we're going to do is start up. The first question is, how often do you find that you stay online longer than you intended? 1 being rarely, 5 being always. Rarely, occasionally, frequently, often, always. Go ahead and jot that down on your papers. People in the chat room, go ahead and
Write it down, damn it.
Either write it down to the chat room, keep it to yourself. I don't care, however you want to do it. Number 2, how often do you neglect household chores to spend more time online?
Does online games count or just internet
stuff? Again, the question just asked, how often do you neglect household chores to spend more time online?
So that's including porno and everything else, right?
Online. Rarely, occasionally, frequently, often, always. Now, remember the numbers. The numbers are going to be what we grade upon.
What comes after 3?
7.
Sesquipedal. I don't know. All right, number 3. How often do you prefer the excitement of the internet to intimacy with your partner? That's scary. That's scary.
Ouch.
Sad.
No.
Well, is there anything higher than 5?
See, the sad thing is we know people who are married, and the way they hold conversations they're in the same room, they're on different computers, and they chat with each other over, like...
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think... You know, I've done that where my wife has been downstairs, and I've been upstairs, and she IMs me, but never in the same room, you know? Mostly, like, the IMs are, get your ass downstairs. So, all right, next question. Where were we? Oh, yes. How often do you form new relationships with fellow online users? Now, this is for all the MySpace bitches out there, you know, who think that's, like, everything. Remember, the grading is 1 is rarely, 2 occasionally,
you
3 frequently.
You said you were single.
4 often, 5 always, and you said you weighed less than 300 pounds.
I swear, Your Honor. Her MySpace page told me she was 18.
How often do others in your life complain to you about the amount of time you spend online?
Oh, I got that one.
I had that conversation last night.
Wow. 1 is rarely, 5 always. Number 6, how often do your grades or schoolwork suffer because of the amount of time you spend online?
Or work.
And if it doesn't apply, you don't have to put anything down.
Well, no. We'll make work.
Work,
schoolwork,
okay.
Or
well,
work.
Actually, I think they get to work, but...
Just so there's not a blank answer.
How often, now this is a big one, how often do you check your email before something else you need to get done? In other words, you know, you check your email before you do something else.
Fuck.
All right. Number 8. How often does your job performance or productivity suffer because of the internet?
Now, does that include if I hurt myself while doing the internet?
I guess so.
He pulled a hammy. Little do you know, hammy is what he calls his cock. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah, if he ever asked if you want a ham and Swiss, say no.
Oh,
a little Ramunda cheese on that one.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
You said you liked it, bitch.
How often do you become defensive or secretive when anyone asks you, what do you do online?
It's a vibe.
Number 10, how often do you block out disturbing thoughts about your life with the soothing thoughts of the internet?
God, wow. That's sad.
You know, we could just take the internet and place World of Warcraft in there.
Or,
and
porn,
I think,
or porn.
Yeah, either of those and both
or
Gorilla
both.
And I'd be five.
World of Warcraft porn.
Porn.
What, yeah, what? I'm not that much into World of Warcraft. I don't beat it to the Night Elf. I'm sorry.
Can you do that?
Can what? You dance for me again?
Beat it to the Night Elf, I guess, if you're really
desperate. I found some video of a guy doing it.
And you watched it.
Well, no, it's because the guy's roommate sneaks in the room and is like, look, he gets with his camera in there. And the guy's at the screen, and there's a naked female, well, not naked, but they're down to their bra and panties, the female night of dancing, and he's there whacking it, and he gets them on video doing it. It's pretty funny.
All right, number 11. How often do you find yourself anticipating when you can go online again?
Does having dreams about getting my epic gear count?
Epic gear.
Now remember, the rating for everybody at home, the scale is rarely is 1, occasionally is 2, frequently is 3, often is 4, and always is 5. And remember to do it by the number. Next one, how often do you fear...
Don't fear the Reaper.
How often do you fear that life without the internet would be boring, empty, and joyless?
7. By the way, I like something Akari said in here about the sex question. Said any number. Number 6 would have, if you were to rate 6 on that, would be partner. What's that?
All right, ready? How often do you lose sleep due to late night logins?
9.
How often do you feel preoccupied with
the
internet?
You're a goddamn liar. I'm going to tell you right now. You're a goddamn liar. Change that to a 5 right now, motherfucker.
That's a 2.
I think Murphy's calling Gorilla out here.
Okay, you ready? Ready? How often do you feel preoccupied with the internet when you're offline or ever fantasize about being online?
Always online.
Ew.
And number 16
you're
here in the
so
list.
Lying.
Dude, just because I'm not a fucking whacked up computer.
Okay, hold on a sec. Going back to that losing sleep question, how many nights have I said to you, dude, aren't you supposed to be asleep by now?
Yeah, I know, but I need to run Scarlet Monastery one more time.
That's occasionally.
No, it's not.
Occasionally.
All right. How often do you find yourself saying, just a few more minutes when you're online?
Is that because I'm trying to whack off?
I don't want to know why, really, now. All right. Next one, number 17 here. How often do you try to cut down on the amount of time you spend online, but fail? So in other words, how often do you say, no more internet for tonight, and then you're like, oh, by the way, I got to check this one last thing.
Fuck.
Next one. How often do you try to hide how long you've been online?
How do you... Whatever.
19. How often do you choose to spend more time online instead of going out with your friends?
Fuck.
How often? Rarely, occasionally, frequently, often, always.
See, now that's
better
funny.
Be a 5.
Because I have a laptop, so I can technically do it anywhere. I'm supposed to go and have dinner tomorrow night at Josh and Mel's house, and I'm bringing my laptop because I have a guild meeting at 7 o'clock.
Jesus.
How often do you feel depressed, moody, or nervous when you're offline? When then it goes away once you get back online?
Look, man, I can quit anytime I want to. All right?
Sure.
All right, now what we got is those are all the questions. That's the 20 questions.
All right.
Now that you've answered those, add those numbers up.
Murph, add that up for me, will you?
Add your numbers, the 1 through 5s that you wrote down, and we will actually go over what those scores mean here in a moment. And Corey thinks he missed a question. There should be 20 there, so...
We're just adding up numbers.
Wait, there should be 20?
Yeah. Did I miss one?
To take out some of the time loss here.
Count from backwards.
Yeah.
Count backwards. Which one did I miss?
I don't have them numbered. I just have
If you have the numbers, you should be able to go 20, 19, 18, 17, 16.
Yeah,
I got it.
I think
it's
number 13.
13 I missed?
I think so.
No, I got it.
You have 20?
Yeah. I only have 19.
How do you have 20?
I have
19. I've got 19.
Shit, I couldn't tell you what we missed. So here's what we'll do. We'll figure this shit out. You guys can figure it out at home. All right.
Thanks, Teach.
Okay.
Let's get the scores. Here we go. 20 to 49 points a total. You are an average online user. You may surf the web a bit too long at times, but you have control over your usage.
Sweet!
Yeah!
I'm average.
So, shit.
That's right.
So, Murph. So you pretty much have control. You have control?
Si, senor.
How about
and
everybody?
You're a liar.
Dude. When did you ever take a test, honestly?
Everybody's saying they got 19. We'll.
I got 19.
I had a cheat sheet.
Everybody says that they only did 19 on the chat room, so what I'll do is I'll say...
obviously,
we'll give you 5 bonus points to take, add, or on, or subtract to make you feel good, I guess. All right, the next one. If you have between 50 to 79 points, you are experiencing occasional or frequent problems because of the internet. You should consider their full impact on your life.
I got a 67.
Loser.
Nice. And if you scored 80 to 100, Your internet usage is causing significant problems in your life. You should evaluate the impact of the internet on your life and address the problems directly caused by your internet usage.
Murphy's crying right now.
No, he's
okay, what did you get for a total?
40.
40?
67.
67 for Murphy?
39.
When I took this test last night, I had a 30.
I know.
See, but it would have been higher, but I don't ever try and hide what I'm doing, and I never have remarks. I don't get jittery over
it. Well,
let
me ask you a question. Have you been jacking off and your woman walks in?
Dude.
Ah, there was silence there. Fuck that.
Okay, no. If I'm jacking off, she's either licking the balls or catching.
Uh-huh. Okay, there you go.
Whatever.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think Gorilla crap. Believes you. I don't know why.
Why? He's the one catching.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Akari in there says that you got 42. Chazad, 27. And Juke didn't keep score.
I think he probably would have ran out of ink.
Yes. According to this website here, Express Computer Online, say that figures relating the losses suffered by companies due to non-work-related surfing by employees were understated. Turns out that $85 billion in productivity losses being suffered annually by American corporations due to internet misuse at work.
You know, I'm going
to
argue that.
Slow down when you fucking read.
Easy medication.
Okay, yeah, you're on meds.
You're
today,
on
dude.
Fucking. Next week it's gonna be Quaalude.
Yeah.
Give me four. Give me four. Give me five. Give me five. Give me six. 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 Six.
Wow.
None.
None.
118.
All right. So what they're saying is how many $1 billion lost because of $85 billion. But yet you can go into any other industrialized country and they don't have that kind of staggering loss. They do give out more vacation time, holiday time, more time away from work. Let's do that math there.
Okay, so more time away from work means I can stay on the internet longer.
Well, not just that, but more time away from work means you won't
feel the need to goof off at work.
You won't goof
plenty
off
relaxed.
Of work. Yeah, exactly.
And they bitch about making $30,000 a year.
Who bitches?
Yeah. People. Every time
we talk about Europeans,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
man.
Every time I talk to somebody from overseas, you know, England,
Australia, those guys,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they look at us and they think we're fucking nuts.
I know guys in Australia that work in offices doing IT work just like we do, and he works 9:30 to 3:30, and that's a standard work day.
Yeah. All right. So, by the way, Juke points out. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, not Juke. Digital Diva, she scored 40.
Sweet, right there with you.
So she's right there in the average online user.
Juke says he was too busy checking his email and downloading porn to take the test.
There you go. Well, everybody's got to have their priorities, and our stupid test isn't one of them. All right, but look at what Chief is doing right there. Immediately starting to check the email and the pages.
I thought he was pulling out a condom trying to get ready for you.
Not tonight.
Hey, at least he's keeping it safe.
Yeah, really. Thank God. Safe for who?
Speaking of the priest sleeping with Mark again, I'll be making another trek back to Disneyland next week. So
are you going to go for Mickey now?
Yeah, I'm going to stare right in his little mouth.
Now, I mean, I love Disneyland. I really do. I love taking vacations there. But I don't know. What's up with people going there like monthly or even more than once a year? Like last time I was there, it was like 3 years
I
ago.
I think we discussed this in an email thread, actually.
Yeah, I think we did.
Amongst us, because the problem with going to something like Disneyland is you're robbing yourself of going to places that are actually interesting.
Dude, that's true. Do you know how much culture you can get out of Mickey Mouse? Exactly.
Are we talking about like bacteria culture?
Small world.
Yeah.
Take that right.
Small.
You know, it's just with a certain section of the population, us psychopaths. Disneyland is a nice place to go because you can forget about certain things outside in the world for a while. And you know, I've been to the Grand Canyon and I've been places most people will never go. And
unfortunately, he did not fall.
Shove.
Despite giving me the three-legged burrow, I came out alive. No, you know what? I've been to Europe. I've been, you know, all over, and it's just never really been interesting to me. Disneyland is a place
it's
for
never
me. That
been,
makes
what,
me
how could you say that?
Where I
did
grew
you
up there? So,
but how can things like that never be interesting? But Disneyland, with all of its manufactured, you know, locations, is interesting.
I don't know, man.
I don't understand that, because to me it'd be more interesting to actually go to the place and go down to New Orleans pre Katrina and you know, check it out, as opposed to go to New Orleans Square at Disneyland.
Well, I mean, look at me. I'm not exactly
cool.
Okay, yeah. Wow. No, I'm just
okay. Check, I'll stop. Magnet. Say.
There is an atmosphere there that I like. It doesn't matter if I've ridden Big Thunder Mountain a million times.
I got a question. Are you a mall rat?
No,
because it's the same atmosphere.
Yeah, it really is. But no, I think what it is
Complete with
churros. With me growing up, there was a complete lack of family life and a complete lack of tradition.
Oh, fuck
I
you,
have
dude.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, touched a nerve.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad lived in his room, and I had run of the rest of the house.
Yeah, that? I think all the time. I think all the time that I've known you, I might have actually like seen your dad maybe, I don't know, like 15 times.
Yeah, my dad was. My dad spent a lot of time in his room. He felt bad about my childhood and didn't want to face us about it. But I mean, I did have no traditions. I mean, I have no family connection whatsoever. I'm starting to develop some, and my wife is trying to drag it out of me, and it's just not something I'm very interested in.
Akari points out in the chat room, manufactured or not, it is an escape. I don't know. I just feel that there would be a cheaper, better escape.
Well, I don't know about cheap. I mean, I have a season pass, and it's not much to drive down there in my car, and we always stay in the same little place. I mean, it's not something bad. It's just something that my wife and I can do together that's just us, and it's in a place that means something to us.
All right.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe it is different when you have a family. Like, when I go on vacation, you know, I don't have a wife or kids in tow. Right. When I went to New York or when I went down to New Orleans, I mean, some of these places I found the most exciting thing was it was going and just talking to locals and like bars and, you know, and just hanging out on the street.
And like that's what I experienced when I went overseas, you know, is just the local get into the culture. To me, I guess the fact that in my mind, Disneyland and Disney World can be wiped out with one small conventional bomb.
Yeah.
And
see, you got to remember, you liked going there to talk to people. I don't like people.
All right.
See,
and you know, that's
you
funny
like
you say that.
You don't like people.
I am an absolute antisocial person outside of the show and a few small places. I am totally and completely antisocial.
Nerd.
I you know what? I just had this conversation just the other day. A good friend of all of ours, well, at least us, Donovan or Gorilla here doesn't remember her, I guess. But a good friend of ours is moving, and they're moving, you know, a couple hours away. Do you know
a couple?
Well, like eight. But here's the thing. Do you know how long Chief and I have been friends?
No, I really don't.
It's been a while.
It's almost 20 years now.
Oh, fuck.
Almost. It's almost 20 years.
You bastards are old.
It's going to be coming up on that route. You know, and most of our friends, most of the friends that I have anyway, I've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every once in a while, someone new comes into the group, like Trench or Josh.
Where'd you go, buddy?
Yeah. But like me and Don, here, me and Gorilla, how long have we been friends? Since what? 91.
Basically every Friday.
But it's just, it's very strange. I don't make friends easily. I really don't, because I generally just do not like people. I have a general hate for humanity. And Disneyland is a perfect little place for me because it's manufactured.
But he likes his horse's cock.
Yeah. Disneyland is a manufactured environment. I know exactly what I'm getting when I go there. I don't have to interact with anyone if I don't want to. If I want to, I can. I have to put on that stupid little happy, oh, yeah, 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 it's good to see you too, shit for work. I don't want to do it in my personal life. I really don't care about other people. I really
don't.
But
yet you go to the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Yes. Why is it happy? Because all the people who work there have to be happy. Dude, I could ride that ride all day.
I thought it was because we got drunk in Downtown Disney and then went on the teacups.
Yeah, that too. Oh, dude, we can get drunk in DCA now. They have the beer truck again.
Ooh,
ice cold Ducati, baby.
All right. We're going to go ahead and switch gears. I think it's time for Shitty Mitty.
Oh.
So what we're going to do, we got to get someone to call up to win the jack shit prize. Give us a start calling 1-866-587-6257. We have the Shitty Mitty ready to go today. I actually have it pre-queued. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, we got a booby.
Booby! Hey, studio troll.
Oh, wait.
The other one! All right.
We're easily entertained.
Very easily.
Next week, we're getting her a wiffle ball bat.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right, so basically, is this week's Shitty Mitty. Give us a call if you know what it is. 1-866-587-6257. Anybody, this is an easy one this week. 1-866-587-6257.
I think I even remember the name of the band.
They do some real switch-ups in this one, though.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Anybody got a guess? Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. 587-6257. First person who guesses this gets the jack shit prize or award. All right, we got a caller on the air. Who's calling?
This is Chip, you probably remember.
Hello, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I just happened to be walking away from the computer, and I heard that, and I'm like, is that Barbie Girl?
Ah, very good. Very well done. Barbie Girl, very good. And this is Virtual One. Congratulations. Congratulations, Vert. I don't have a jack shit prize in mind for you, though, because I never expected you to get this. Wow, you stumped me. You fooled me, dude. All right, well, congratulations. Have a nice night. Virtual One gets it. Aqua, Barbie Girl. Let's get rid of that shit.
Wow, that hurt.
Ooh, yeah, that hurt really bad. Let's do this. I got a good mix of it. A little bit of a happy hardcore mix.
What's wrong with your mic, Dave?
Your cord came loose.
Grab us up.
Check, check. Oh, there we are.
Ooh, beer.
Oh, I think I figured out what's wrong with the music.
Fast forward.
Someone fucked the music on the feed in. You're going to have to play the music for the break.
Oh, no.
Whatever shall I do?
I think we should play a little Nick Cave for the break.
Actually, I got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Nick Cave sounds
dude.
Great.
Come on, please. Please.
You're always playing metal, dude.
Come on, for me.
I have something other than Mama. I will play Nick Cave in this break. I'm going to start it with something else, though.
All right, well, we'll be back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny.
sell such a lot.
Yeah.
And the chip stains grease.
Two our love that all pink-eyed pigeons
Gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow.
Well, that worked out.
Where the fuck did that go from?
Get from that crappy fucking music you were playing during the break.
Hey, that wasn't that wasn't my music break. That was not my music break. That was someone else's in this room who's been picked on a lot.
That
tonight.
Was me. I'll take it. Yeah, I grabbed the one with the most hosts.
You played the most downing Nick Cave song
ever.
Damn.
I think I actually saw Gorilla with a razor blade just waiting.
With all his Vicodin and booze, you think he needs music like that?
He took
Paxil.
What
are you trying to do to him?
He took Paxil, but it didn't do anything.
I still got blue dye in my veins, too, so I can just bleed like a Smurf.
There you go. All right, so you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Sorry.
Don't ever do that again.
Damn.
Wow.
My line.
Spankwagon Radio.
All right.
It's getting a little hot and sweaty in here.
Well, you ain't getting naked.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Put it back in there. Put it back.
There's better boobs in the green room.
Oh, that hurt.
Well, yeah, they may be in the green room, not here, but, you know, we're going to blame Chief. All right.
Okay.
So, here's what we're going to do. Actually, why don't we go ahead and make this last little while a bit.
How you doing, huh?
Your liver's over here. You'll have to pick it up after the show.
Yes.
What you got to do is our news and topic conversation. Anybody wants to join us, give us a call. Give us your opinions. 1-866-587-6257. You can join in the conversation. We'll round table some news.
Sweet.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you got something up. All right. Right.
One of the coworkers of mine, Lindsay Johnson, she writes an article for the Rebel Yell, and she also does a
podcast. What is the Rebel Yell for everybody and not
the
in
Rebel
Vegas?
Yell.
I say more.
Wow.
More. Sorry.
Less.
Yeah, yes. The Rebel Yell is the newspaper for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Lindsay Johnson is a reporter for them. She also does a podcast, so if anybody wants to, they can go to UNLVRebelYell.com.
Dude, slow down.
And you can download one of her podcasts. She wrote an article, I think this is a couple weeks old, on Sex in the University. That's her column, and the title is Thick Girls Get All the Love.
Apparently, especially from lacrosse players.
No, that would be black girls get all the love. But
lacrosse, a very white fucking game. And they're going getting black hookers.
Black strippers. Come on. It follows
Look,
general
rich white boys need their chocolate loving too.
Exactly. Fucking cricket players in Britain go hunt down the India girls.
Hey, we all.
Anyway, so
doggy style to the east will do two things at once.
Just ask Ben Franklin. Okay,
I'm your Mecca. I'm your Mecca.
Those are Muslims.
Wow,
not Hindus.
Okay,
so pretty much
they all have a holy cow. Okay.
Wow.
La jihad. Okay, now we've covered all bases.
Pretty much the article is about she went around just talking with people on the UNLV campus.
Excuse me, do you fuck fat girls?
Yeah, pretty much that's really what it comes down to. And the general,
when all else fails, get to the point.
She must have been hanging around the fine arts building.
The general consensus
goth is for fat ugly chicks.
There you go. So what's emo for? Mexicans that think they're white.
Yeah! Well done.
Oh, snap.
The only fucking bird you had tonight, and that was a good one.
Yeah.
Thank God that wasn't aimed
at
me.
All right.
Chief. Go ahead, Chief.
We've cut him off enough. We've stepped all over him.
Oh, it hurts. No, but that's pretty much the gist of it.
You're not
going to
cut yourself again, are you?
No, not again. I cut to feel.
Oh, but, no.
No, she went around talking to a student. Oh, God.
Everybody hurts. Oh, we got to do sing-along now. Come on. We got to do sing-along.
We got to wait for the chorus.
Yeah, but it won't get here when we want it.
Everybody hurts.
Okay. So back to your news article.
Sorry, wait. That's the new bit. That is the new bit. Anytime anyone mentions emo, REM has to be played. And everybody has to sing.
No, we got to get some Dashboard Confessional or something.
No!
We need the original emo.
That was good.
Who, Nick Cave?
Oh wait. Jesus. Will you read your
Okay, demo? Anyways, the article is pretty much what you said. She went around just interviewing students, and she found out that the men on campus actually do prefer... Oh, God. I'm never going to get through this. You know that, right? I am never
going
to get through this article.
You realize Trent just laid up the music burn, right?
Yes. Yes.
What is it about they like thick girls?
No, that the men on campus actually prefer women with a little more padding on them than, say, the rail thin, wafy kind that you see that's really popular in the model circuit and also in American TV.
And they got fat models too, buddy.
You know what? And you got to admit, you don't want to get a paper cut off of your girlfriend's hips.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. So you know what? I like my women, you know, a little thicker. Have a fucking cheeseburger, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I prefer women with, you know,
curved hips. You need a little junk in the trunk, you know?
Whoa! Oh. Yeah, the problem with the junk, though, it makes weird bumps.
It's okay when the junk is there, just not the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I think the milk has curdled and settled on your hips.
Oh.
So basically what you're saying here is...
is...
guys like to fuck fat women. Well, no.
Fucking a fat woman is like riding a moped. Oh, sure, it's great.
It's a lot of fun, but no one sees you.
No, basically, guys like girls with a little padding. And you know why? Because that'll give you ass, and that'll give you tits. And that's what
you
it's
know,
all about.
And it's sad is sometimes there's fat girls out there with no tits. And I've yet to figure that shit out.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like they're absolutely pear-shaped.
Yes, absolutely. Like, what happened?
It's genetics.
You know what's great, though, about girls that are a little thicker?
Wait.
Especially out of high school, girls that are a little thicker, they can suck cock like nothing else because no one in high school wanted to fuck them, so they had to learn to suck dick to get any sort of attention.
Wow.
It's true.
Everybody's speechless. It's probably very true.
The problem is we're all thinking about Murphy going, you know, he's tested this theory.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
If anybody's seen a picture of his ex-wife.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh.
But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait.
So
fucking you rock. That's fucking awesome.
Nice. Should I play some Gangsta Fag to even it out a little?
No.
No more that. No, but I mean, well, let's ask Gorilla here. Like, how do you prefer your women?
Medium.
Medium rare? What, you like put them on a barbecue?
Okay, no, wait,
and
take a fork in her.
Let me speak for Gorilla. His woman now, she's got a thin. I don't want to say a thin build. She's got
hated
a,
each
she's
other.
Got a thin medium build. No, she just doesn't like me very much. I think
she fucking hates him.
Yeah, she does. Because unfortunately, he'd rather have sex with me than her. But
you might get your chance. He's a little drugged up right now.
But she's built rather nice. She has a nice frame, but she's got nice cans. She's got a nice rack on her and a fairly decent ass.
A fairly decent ass.
Yeah. I mean, and not like my wife, who's got that perfect J-Lo ass. Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah,
you just want to walk up and take a bite out of that.
I actually
thing.
Have to agree with Murphy. His wife does have a nice
she's
ass.
She's got a great ass.
She does.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one, absolutely.
Great ass!
If she's listening, she's like, they said, what about me?
What?
What?
Like, dude.
What?
Oh, Red Rum's in the thing there. Let's see here. I guess I got a lot of attention in high school because apparently I don't know how to suck dick. Oh! Well, you know, there are classes for that.
Murphy is holding them every Friday after the show.
Murphy
from
will test on your boyfriend and or husband.
Hey, that's not funny. I only do the married ones. Okay, so we've got guys like fat girls. And you know another reason why guys like girls
and
are
Murphy
so
likes
well,
guys.
Well, notice it didn't say fat
I'm
girls.
Sorry, guys like girls with padding.
Yes, more, just enough.
More cushion for the pushing?
Hey.
Okay. Let me tell you another reason why guys like girls with meat on them. They're not dumb enough to fall out of a bus.
That's true.
We got a laugh from outside the studio.
Russian supermodel Tatiana Simovana fell out of a bus.
Tatiana Simovana, dude.
Tatiana Simovana fell out of a bus. Basically,
little acid anima.
She is a Russian supermodel, and she almost.
Juke says he got his cock sucked by all the fat chicks. Well, yeah.
I got my cock sucked by a lot of women, Ed.
Fat chicks,
thin chicks.
Fat chicks.
Edmund.
Well, only
fat
that
chicks.
One man. But
big, fat, short, tall. He's
fucked
them
all.
Look,
he didn't have a goatee at the time. But, no, so Tatiana fell out of a bus. Here's the story. Basically, glorious supermodel Tatiana Simovana nearly became a tragic fashion victim yesterday, stepping
That's
off
awesome.
The runway of a moving bus and tumbling out the door
what?
Onto the Genoa Expressway, which is a freeway in Brooklyn. Basically, what wound up happening is she wound up going to the back of the bus. She wanted to know where the bathroom was, and they're on this big tour bus. She goes through a door into the bathroom. She's in the bathroom, I guess, for who knows how long, comes out. There are two doors, one that leads you back into the bus.
Door number one or door number two.
Yeah, door number one is what
a
she
shitty
did.
Way to go, you know.
Door number two, she stepped out onto the highway, and they were doing about, I think, between 40 and 50 at the time.
Oh,
the
my
bus
God.
Driver saw what looked like long legs and hair flailing on the side of the highway, and it's this Russian supermodel. I can. You know what?
I don't think she's a model no more.
You know what it could have been? I seriously, what in my head.
She will be. She's a Band-Aid model.
Exactly. In my head, what it must have looked like is someone took a blonde hairball and threw it at a praying mantis about 40 miles an hour, and the thing just started twirling in midair.
It's like a truck that dumps all of its mannequins
out. Oh, yeah. She didn't die. She did wind up with basic road rash all over her face and most of her upper torso.
There goes that career.
They say she'll heal fine in a couple of months, and she will have no scarring.
Plastic surgery.
So, yeah, a Russian model falls out of bus.
They didn't have
that's pretty.
Get that girl a sandwich and a helmet.
Wow.
Nah, it's just funny.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you.
Stop.
If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5,
Shut
6.
Shut up.
If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Wow.
I didn't hear the fucking beep. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I found it a long time ago. Anywho, what else do you got?
Well, I was browsing MSNBC, and I guess some scientists have figured out that an antibody produced by llamas and camels can effectively...
This cannot go well.
Yes, yes. When in lab, these antibodies were found to accurately indicate the amount of caffeine in hot coffee and also cold cola.
What is this made from?
Llamas and camels.
What it would part?
Their antibodies.
They're nuts.
Their blood,
you
okay?
Give back my beer. I was on 50 hours, I didn't see the
thing. But I never saw the way the orange sneaker ring. I was on the
So pretty much what scientists are doing is they're trying to use these antibodies to create these, I guess, these dipsticks you can put in your cup of coffee and it'll accurately tell you how much caffeine is in that cup.
Dipsticks?
Yeah, dipsticks.
If we're going down this road, we're going all the way.
Yeah. Need the banana song.
That's probably what he's bringing up right now. All right, so these antibodies could tell how much caffeine.
Yeah,
why?
Accurately.
What? But why? What's the purpose?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't know.
People don't drink caffeine. They don't look at a can of soda and go, I only need one half of the caffeine content in here.
I guess.
No, they drink it and they go, ha, 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 ha.
Did you look at his monster when he brought it in?
Yeah.
I need the caffeine.
Well, look, does it say it?
I don't know. It just
but why? You drink it because you want the fucking caffeine. You don't care how much.
That's like people that get addicted to Red Bull, dude. I need it.
You know, people
here. We believe our test would be the first consumer test for caffeine and would be beneficial for anyone wishing to avoid caffeine for health or personal reasons.
What kind of an idiot would want to avoid caffeine?
If you want to avoid caffeine, don't drink fucking coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
Rush, dude, right there. Bring it.
Whoa.
Way to go, Slick. You tell me to bring it up, and then what do?
I press the button. There's a budget, there's a budget, and
another little budget. Fuzzy budget, funny budget. That just sounds horrible.
Yeah, what is it? Come on, get the banana song.
Okay, enough with the fucking banana song.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. I got like serious fucking news. You guys had all just joke. Okay, here we go. But Des Moines, Iowa, buffet owner will not fork over food to a family that wastes. Wendy Dersham had a battle at a buffet a couple Saturdays ago. They were told, the whole family was told never to come back because the family wastes too much food. But they argued the fact that it was an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Beer. Dude, look at you. You're a fucking twig. You can't even handle your beer. I'll drink it for you.
Wow.
That's it. When I bring my beer next week, no beer for you.
No beer for you. Wow. More water. Thanks.
My beer.
Yeah, your water.
You just stole his beer.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
That's awesome.
That's fucking great. Man, there's stepchild and then there's that. Man, that's... Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling.
Look at Gorilla's so finally cracking up.
I'm sorry, Spank Wagon Radio has issued technical difficulties.
This should be our technical difficulties music.
We have currently descended to the fifth level of hell.
It on your right. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beat the rest. Cellular, modular.
Sorry, I got tired of listening to you.
Yeah. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Wow.
All right, so basically they were told to get the fuck out of the buffet because they were wasting food, even though they were arguing it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. You've already cooked the food. We paid for it. Who do you guys think would be in the right or the wrong on this? The restaurant for kicking them out because they're wasting food?
Restaurant's in the wrong.
Why?
I think it all depends upon what kind of
food. Hold on. Yeah. Fucking Murphy, let Gorilla.
Shut up!
Only time this show Gorilla ever talks.
There's people starving in Ethiopia, and they're worried
oh,
about
this. Oh, police!
Mail it to
Come
them.
On.
What Sam Kennison said it best. You live in sand! Move to where you can grow shit!
Wow.
I mean, that's
hey. It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
I think it all depends on what kind of food it is. I mean, you know, if it's a good, nice peanut butter jelly sandwich... You don't want to waste.
Well, it's true, but this is actually a Chinese buffet. As far as I'm concerned, they do everything in bulk anyway.
You go home, you be a 4 hour.
You be a 4 hour.
Sign say, oh, you can eat, not you eat all.
But do you think it's right? Do you think it's right that they kicked them out?
Yeah, they have the right to refuse service to anybody.
That's true. It is a business owner's right to do that.
So right to refuse service, but do you think...
However, I mean,
how
if
are
you
supposed
pay
to get
for
the
something,
fat chicks if
I mean, I can
out.
Understand a refund.
Yeah, you've paid, but you've paid for an all-you-can-eat. But let's say you take a big scoop and you only eat one spoonful.
Yeah.
You're wasting, but technically you're that's all you could eat. You just didn't gauge it right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you...
Well...
You are bum. Yeah. If they want to eat food, let them eat food.
Yeah.
If they want to waste it, let them waste it. They already paid for it, so therefore you can't say shit.
It's always just been...
If it tastes like crap, I ain't eating.
If it tastes like crap, you ain't eating. So... But this family, I guess, they were all being wasteful.
Wait. What if it tastes warm and salty?
If it tasted like pussy, I'd lick it all night.
No. Yeah! Oh, I
you
hope
heard it here, everybody.
I mean, if they heard that, that's...
You heard it here first.
Fucking... Look, Murphy's, like, in shock. He's
he's crying.
The problem is he's crying because he
that's
wants to watch.
Thing. I know.
He wants to watch. He wants
God
to store.
God bless America.
Oh my God! So now you have you realize though we're gonna
next.
You know the Hard Rock Hotel was sold.
What?
Yeah,
sold.
Yeah, sold. The Hard Rock Hotel has been sold.
Whoa!
The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino has been sold. Peter Morton, chairman and founder of property, says he sold the property to Morgan's Hotel Group for $770 million.
That's all it was worth
in cash.
That's all the Hard Rock Hotel was worth was $770 million.
I don't know.
Look at how many celebrities.
Morton tells the Associated Press that it was just time to take the chips off the table and do something different, different things in his life.
Hold on. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
If they were being wasteful, then they should have gotten kicked out.
So you feel that if they're being wasteful, even though it's a Chinese restaurant, they should just go?
Right.
Well, they paid for that, though, didn't they?
Still, though, I mean, if I cooked all that food, I wouldn't want somebody sitting there just wasting all of my food all over the place.
Okay. You want to have more people come in and buy instead
right.
of make you keep making more. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Good point. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Who the hell was that?
That was Red Rum.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It's always been my opinion that we as Americans just tend to be very wasteful.
Well,
I mean,
absolutely.
We have a throwaway consumerist culture. And
as a matter of fact, one thing I was watching on the news this week, they were talking about warranties on electronic equipment, how the warranties are actually getting lesser and lesser to the point where most electronics now, if you're lucky, you get a 90-day warranty.
What the fuck
whereas
does that have to do about food?
It's about waste.
Yeah.
It's about waste. What that does is it now costs so much to repair something, you know, warranty-wise, it's cheaper to throw out your computer and buy a new one.
Unless you have a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, unless you have a MacBook, and then it's get that fucker fixed at all expense. Yeah.
Before it sets fire to my desk.
But what happened to the days when things were made to stand the test of time instead of just made to just be thrown away?
Here's the thing, though.
That's why we have muscle cars.
Well, you're thinking about the wrong end of economics. You know, if you build something to last, you're going to buy one, but you're not going to buy two.
True.
Because your one is still working. What they want is they want you to go
you
ahead
only
and buy
use a
one.
Condom once. Yeah. Stopped you there, didn't I?
Well, I guess so. I don't, Murphy, you put yours in the dishwasher, don't you? I thought so.
Rinse them out, a little rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, but I'm saying like things like automobiles and computers and you know, electronics equipment, you know, you only buy it once, and then if it breaks, you don't get it fixed. You throw it out and buy a new one.
Yeah.
You create, you know, it's a disposable society. so that we could sell more units.
Well, that's true, and that works in a highly capitalistic system. It's just, I mean, look at the amount of waste that's generated by that system.
Hey, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt this. Point out a very urgent thing. Mr. Devin Andrews is in the chat room.
Mr. Devin Andrews.
It's the first time he's ever been on the internet without his cock in his hand. Thank you.
Dude, look at the conversation we've been having. Fat girls.
But you know what? He said that his woman would show up on the show, but she has yet to show up or even contact anybody
shit.
On the show. So, you know,
I think he needs to call
her. You know what I think it is? I think he's afraid if she's here by herself, we'll get an up close look at those piercings.
Yes, absolutely. All of them.
Piercings.
So, anywho.
She got the chain?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, actually. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, what are we at? We are a wasteful society. You know, we build things to break. We don't build things to stay for a long time anymore.
Hence Vicodin.
I don't know. It just makes me worry. It just makes me worried for the culture. I mean, in the future, you know, 100 years, 200 years down the line. I mean, our planet can't really last forever.
Dude, we're not making history anymore. It's gone.
We're always making history. Yes. Everything we do is considered history. Everything. You know, we're going to go down in history. First off, can you imagine?
So you're telling me that this generation history is going to be making plastic and throwing it away.
Exactly.
Ooh, yes.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already have been for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about history?
Baby boomers. Your generation. Yes.
Our generation.
Baby boomers had drugs. They at least came up with
that baby boomers came up with bad plastics.
No, my parents' generation had drugs.
Baby boomers didn't come up with any of that. They came up with selfishness.
Yes. And it's translated onto our generation.
Fucking simple. I mean, if you try
peace,
narcissism and selfishness.
No. The peace shit didn't last long. It was a trend. It was a fad. Most of those hippie baby boomers turned out to go into the 80s as yuppie baby boomers. Yeah. I mean,
we got a
caller. We're wasteful. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
What?
On the air.
And don't call
I'm
me.
On the air.
What?
Mr. Devin Andrews is now on your air.
You're on our air. What's up? Yeah.
What now?
Way to bring the show to a crashing halt.
Jesus
Thank you very
Christ.
Much. Could you suck the life out of this thing any faster?
Who's the hippie?
No one's the hippie.
Nobody's the hippie.
Oh, it's such a wasteful society. Oh, the poor little
one. I think he's talking about me.
I think he's talking about us, you and me.
Yeah, he can suck my cock.
Whoa.
No.
It's too big for your mouth. I understand.
No. Everybody. You can't. Okay, hold on. You two don't know Mr. Devin Andrews. He has been squashed by a 500-pound Samoan and lived to tell the tale.
Oh,
so,
damn
great. Mad props.
He's a tough little man. All right, so.
My girlfriend also has 38F boobs.
Holy yeah, and you know what? They're nowhere near us, so it doesn't matter.
Oh,
yeah, but you know what? Trencher and Murph both got to see him.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, what? We got to see him.
We got to see him here.
Oh,
in the studio.
I need a live demonstration.
They're very
I'm
nice.
Gonna believe these
I
rumors.
Think we need an interview.
Oh God, why? Murph,
he wanted a live.
All right,
demonstration.
So yeah, wait, hold on. Let's get back on topic here. So, what do you think? I mean, are we wasteful or are we not?
Of course, we're wasteful.
Okay,
that's the planet.
Why would you think like that?
Because it's not going to be. It's going to be gone in what, 1,000 years? Well, hell, I'm not going to be here anymore. And well.
All right. So, but what about the shit that's going on now?
I believe in making the world safe for our children, but not our children's children, because I don't believe children should be having sex.
What?
Yeah, but they're already having sex. You have pregnant fifth graders now.
Dude, in
Christ
Britain,
sake.
Britain, an 11-year-old girl gave birth.
Yes.
11.
Oh, God.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just, you know.
Does
that
make her a step?
Why is Murphy smiling?
Murphy's smiling because he's the one who jacked her up.
Oh, no.
It was mail order sperm. He put it in an envelope. He was like, lick the envelope. Lick it.
That's right. That's how fertile I am. My boys can travel from the tongue to the ovaries in under an hour.
Oh, wait. So he's admitting not to having sex with her, but to licking her.
No,
right.
Delivering my semen
delivering,
to her.
Delivering his seed in an envelope.
That's foul is what that is.
That's Murphyspunk.org. You can order your sample today. For the low cost of $19.95, I will send you some. And it will come with a complimentary aftertaste of,
Banana.
Saliva.
Yeah, it also comes with a mess because those kids are going to be damn ugly. All right, thanks for calling.
I might be able to arrange to get Miss Kitty back in the studio, boys.
Well, that's what
dude.
We agreed on this before. She was going to come in and start being a co-host.
I'll try to get her there.
All right.
Well, it won't be for much longer though, because she's moving my direction.
Moving?
Yes.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later, though.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Chop, chop.
All right, boys. Have a good time.
Bye. All right. That was Mr. Devin Andrews.
Well, I mean, he does raise a good point. I mean, why should people worry about what happens 1,000 years in the future?
Well, the technology will be different, and that's it could true. Save itself. But I think a lot of the things that we have to think about is, you know, there's an immediate impact that things are escalating and changing at a faster rate than our children's children.
Yeah.
It will affect us because while our children are around, we're going to be around because our lifespans are longer.
You know, in the next 15 years, they're predicting if China continues its course, you're going to have, you know, 1.5 billion Chinese wanting cars. I mean, do you know what kind of an impact is that going to have?
First off,
hopefully better gas mileage.
You know, and you're right, though. I mean, you know, they're going to drive innovation. We're really going to keep losing. I don't know.
Dude,
I mean,
you look at the internet, dude. We're already losing.
Explain.
As far as the whole, what is it, MySpace? Or not MySpace 2, but Internet 2.
What? Web 2. Internet 2 and the web. Okay, I know what you're talking about. The Internet 2.0 and the different speeds. And it's what the Internet 2.0 is.
Internet.
No. Hold on. You're both thinking different things. Internet 2.0 is basically a collegiate effort to build a faster, safer, better internet.
Right, but the government watches over it.
The government watches as a hotcakes because they get pissed because they're able to send gigs of data in seconds over this whole network between L.A., San Francisco, and New York, and other sites on the East Coast.
Already got it. Where all they got to do is take a picture of your face and download it, and boom, they know exactly where you live and who you are.
So this is, you know, it's something that we got to look out for. All right, one thing I actually mentioned MySpace. MySpace.com is introducing a new feature. A instant messenger feature, so that way all the stalkers can have live real-time interactions with their prey.
And more pregnant 11-year-olds?
It's already in there.
It just started, this past week on MySpace, basically giving people...
Kinda scary.
Giving people a little bit of more ability to stalk out their children's.
Yay!
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. As a person who uses MySpace a lot...
I'm sorry, let me correct you on that. As a person who lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes on MySpace, you emo fuck.
Wow!
Oh, where was the music?
I said emo.
I don't even have that in here anymore. I already took it out.
Yeah, you know, if it came from anybody else, it might have hurt. But...
By the way, I would just like to point out that in your blog that I am subscribed to, because I have almost as little life as you do, you still have yet to mention that you're on the show.
I'm working on it.
Did you come up with a banner? I did post a banner,
and it's been circulating amongst all my contacts, so it will be up there this week, I promise you. However, MySpace is...
What?
Keep going.
No, MySpace is a genuine and very effective tool for networking.
For marketing?
It's brilliant.
Because someone's PR department can say they're this comedian or this actor or this Hollywood person and fake a friendship. Yes, that's all we need. I'm sorry. It's just like that quiz we took earlier. You know, there's a level of sincerity that is not there when you're doing this.
There is no sincerity on MySpace. However, for networking purposes, I mean, I don't know how many people that I've gotten into contact with that I've lost contact with over the last 10 years, and it's been a remarkable tool for that.
Well,
like Don, I almost did it. Like Gorilla's sister, for instance. I mean, dude. I've been emailing her back and forth.
You've been emailing naked pictures to her, haven't you?
She likes them.
I thought so.
Bring it up, dude.
Except the problem is you got
the
his email.
So long.
By the way, I would like to point out something about MySpace about our good friend Gorilla. There's a picture on his sister's MySpace of him looking like a. Help me out here.
Hot
what's the word I'm looking
mother
for?
Motherfucker.
Faggot. Faggot is the word I am
here
looking
I am,
for.
I'm looking for the
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
We're gonna,
you'll
you're
find
bring
the
it
picture.
Let me see. Better looking than Murphy. That's hard to do.
Hey, it's no, I'm not saying. Hey, look, I'm not saying I'm a looker, but at least I don't look like a frosted-tipped faggot. You,
hey, you
Ryan Seacrest wannabe.
And how much pussy did I get that night?
I don't know.
More than you.
Wait, hey.
Here it comes.
Hey.
Was it pussy or was it mangina?
I was going to say, just because it's in a wig and has a bra doesn't make it a vagina.
It's mangina.
You got it up there. The
how many hookers have you brought home like that?
It. Hold on.
How many hookers? All
now,
of them.
When it comes to hair, trust
for.
Me. When it comes to hair, I don't have a whole lot of defense myself with my blue hair bit. But at least I never frosted the tips. You cock smuggling faggot.
All right, let me ask you a question. Honestly, have you shaved your nuts?
Yeah.
Oh.
faggot.
Well,
wait. Porn stars shave their fucking nuts.
Well,
they're not faggots. They're getting paid to fuck.
A survey came out. They found that I think I saw this at CNN.com, but I think it was 85% of women shave their.
That's okay.
Yeah, but only 15% of men shave.
And you know, I saw a commercial. I saw an internet ad. There was an internet talking about a new razor out that's meant for men shaving their nuts. I shit you not. I'll have to find that link. Why don't you grab those clicker lickers?
I only did it that once, and it itched like a son of a bitch. After
yeah, I can imagine.
Dudes
just
are not supposed to shave their nuts, moron. Well,
that's a lighter. You can put it away and just grab the clickers.
Wow. Got him.
He gets the special
I want mine.
One.
Ew. He gets the special pretty
one. My big one. All right.
Why is it stuck to one side?
It's real special. Real special. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time in Spank Wagon Radio where...
I'm in with the Owl Crowd.
We acknowledge you, our faithful listeners who hang out in the chat room, call us, and be generally good people. First off, let's give mad props to Chizad.
Mad props.
Digital Diva.
Mad props.
Kiss Freaks.
Mad props.
Okay, I can't pronounce this one. Someone want to try this one? Miri.
To my wonderful fiance, Mariposa Rose.
Mariposa Rose.
Wonderful premarital
Mariposa
sex
what?
Props.
And she's in another state. It's a fucking miracle, too.
Money works wonders.
Mr. Deverin sticks his wang in 44E's Andrews.
Huge booby props. And the slow clap.
Let's give Matt props to Red Rum.
I don't got a
Red
props.
Matt props.
Magic.
Let's give Matt props to Reverend Hammer.
Fetch the
Holy
cart props.
Matt props to the Juke.
Linux props.
Matt props to Toe.
Toe. Matt props. The
you need fucking cue cards. Dude, mad props to...
I don't have a computer.
And it were safer that way. Your yes. Pet pictures.
Dude, if you had me on the internet, wow.
You'd score an 80. Mad props to Virtual One.
Mad props.
For homonasm.
For what? What's a homonasm?
What?
What the?
Dude, that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's it. Take his drugs away.
That's making shit.
I will see you next Friday with more drugs.
There, all right. It just got less Vicodin-like in here.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, and that's our mad props for the week.
What, are you trying to hold my hand there?
For our faithful listeners.
He likes his
Spank
women.
Spank Wagon Radio. By the way, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. That's our official site. And, of course, we only got like 5 minutes left, so...
Can we prop something for next week then real quick?
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, we need to do that.
Speaking of MySpace.
Next
I will
week.
Be here. You'll yeah. be here. Next week.
Dude, that is some gay ass hair. I mean, I. What the fuck?
What?
I pulled up your picture.
He found your. Oh, I said.
Why don't you put that on the station? See what everybody else.
Dude, says. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
all
right. Let's take a poll.
All right. I can.
Ryan Seacrest or Man's Man?
Exactly.
Faggot. Okay.
All right. What do we have coming up next week here in studio?
Well, next week in studio, Chief's got his new bit, the indie music scene bit.
Yes.
He's working hard on, and we have booked a band for him to talk to and to interview. The name of the band is Take.
Take. T-A-K-E?
Yeah, T-A-K-E.
Taint?
No, not Taint.
No,
Take. They are a local band here in town. Which is you go to myspace.com/take, and there's a couple of their songs
Dude,
on there.
Dude, that wasn't taken already?
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But they do have a couple of their songs on here. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's bring up one of their songs. Yeah.
This is their big single. It's called Together United, and you got me up?
Yeah, I got you
All
up.
Right, here it goes.
Crickets.
It's buffering.
Well, one. Oh, there it is.
That's weird. Hang on.
For everybody out there who enjoys the indie music scene here in Las Vegas.
Where's that banana song again?
For all of you who enjoy the indie scene, if you know any bands or if you like any bands here in Las Vegas, you can reach me on spankwagon.net and send me a link.
Yep, the email is...
Whoa.
Sorry.
Get it.
Little warning next time.
I had no idea that it was coming up. It said it was buffering.
It's music@spankwagon.net. Go ahead and let them know.
Yes, music@spankwagon.net. And I'll do my best to get the music on the air. If you want to come in for an interview, just let me know and we'll book you. I want to start moshing.
That's it, too.
Yeah!
That ain't moshing. It looks like you're being chased by fucking bees and butterflies. That is fucking moshing.
You know how hard it is to mosh sitting in a fucking chair like next to you?
I officially dubbed that the Chicano flail.
Oh, I hope the camera got the Chicano flail.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right, let's listen to this for a bit.
Makes me just want to go out and kick Murphy's ass.
Yeah, do it. In fact, do it right here.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
What is this, Ghostbusters?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Who are you gonna call?
Wow, some serious ass death metal.
Seriously, these guys are fucking hardcore.
That's pretty cool. Are they playing?
And we'll have some of the members in the studio next week.
Yep.
With some of their songs.
And if you look at their webpage, myspace.com/take, they do have a list of all their current dates. They are playing all over. Looks like Vegas, Nevada, some stuff in Idaho, Utah.
Vegas is in Nevada.
I mean, all over Nevada. They're playing Henderson, Albuquerque.
Henderson. They're all over.
It looks like they're a frequent of Rockin' Java.
Yep.
That's a good place to pick up a lot of indie music here in Vegas.
Chicks. A lot of emu chicks.
Yes.
Emu.
Play the music.
Find it.
I already closed it.
Get it. Get it out. Find it.
Whose mic is going to shit?
What's wrong with this thing?
See that? Why do you think I moved out of that chair?
Emu. What was that? That's like a fucking like
small
ostrich.
Bird music. Apparently.
What are you doing with flightless birds?
Hey. I made a mistake. All right.
Shucker.
Just fucking let it drop. Holy shit.
Connect.
Don't you mean let it droop?
You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio!
Damn.
Look, we bring these monkeys in and all of a sudden it becomes death metal at its finest.
I know. We got a lot of people we need to thank, though. First off, let's say a big thank you to everybody who helps put Spankwagon out on the air. Huge thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us the studio space to jam out in. Big thank you to all of our syndicates. Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio, and Radio For Me. You guys okay over there?
Yeah, we're doing good, man.
So big thank you. Also, we need to say a big thank you to Friends of Spankwagon. We got, of course, All Star Felons, Ars Anime Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Now, I got to stress this, folks. Everybody needs to go to spankwagon.net, but more importantly, performact.com. Check out the site. Learn more about what they're trying to do to shut down internet radio.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's real important that everyone get involved in this because, I mean, this could be the death of the wagon.
Yes.
And remember, guys, the wagon spreads by your words. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your parents. Tell anybody you want to offend in their ear holes every Friday night.
All right, and if you want to check out what time we are on, go to the syndicates and check for local listings. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
Gorilla.
And we will see you all next week.
Retards out!
Come on.